Every year, approximately 2,000 people drown in the Mediterranean Sea attempting to reach Europe from Africa. Along the U.S.-Mexico border, more people die annually than were killed during the entire 28-year existence of the Berlin Wall. These deaths aren't accidents. They're the direct result of border policies deliberately channeling migrants into treacherous terrain. Yet despite this massive enforcement apparatus, borders remain remarkably porous. The United States hosts approximately 12 million undocumented immigrants, while Europe contains 7 to 8 million. The cruel irony? These border controls actually foster the very illegality they claim to prevent. They raise migration costs, create lucrative markets for criminal smugglers, generating an estimated $20 billion annually in the Americas alone, leave migrants vulnerable to exploitation, and encourage black market economies. The current system causes death while undermining the rule of law, all while failing at its stated purpose of preventing migration. Mass international migration began in the early 19th century, enabled by revolutionary transportation advances. In the century after 1820, approximately 60 million Europeans crossed the Atlantic seeking new lives. By 1910, 1 in 7 people in the U.S. was foreign-born. The pattern reversed after World War II, with migration flowing primarily from developing nations to wealthy ones. Europe transformed from a continent of emigration to one of immigration. America's watershed 1965 reforms abolished national quotas designed to exclude Latin Americans and Asians, leading to surging immigration from these regions. Despite these waves of migration, only 175 million people worldwide, just 2.9% of global population, lived outside their birth country in 2000. The controversy arises because migrants concentrate in a handful of rich countries with low birth rates, where the immigrant share nearly doubled between 1970 and 2000. As education levels rise in wealthy nations, people increasingly avoid jobs they consider menial. Yet modern economies still require many low-skilled workers. Hotels need cleaners, hospitals need support staff, and aging populations demand more personal services. Immigrants perform necessary lower-skilled jobs while allowing citizens to specialize in higher-paid work. Without them, many services would become prohibitively expensive or unavailable. Streets would be cleaned less frequently, restaurants would have fewer staff, and childcare would be limited. Economic fears about immigration stem from three misconceptions: that jobs are finite, that immigrants compete directly with locals, and that immigrants seek welfare benefits. In reality, immigrants create jobs through spending, typically have different skills than locals, and rarely access welfare. Immigrants often become entrepreneurs. Sir Ghulam Noon arrived from India with minimal funds and founded Noon Products, revolutionizing British supermarket Indian food. Now worth $50 million with 900 employees, his story demonstrates how immigrant enterprise creates wealth for their adopted countries. Countries increasingly compete for skilled migrants. Canada admits nearly 60,000 skilled workers and business people annually, while Australia employs a points system, favoring youth, English proficiency, and specific skills. European nations are gradually opening their borders through various skilled migration programs. Skilled migration offers three key advantages. Foreigners bring diverse skills and home country knowledge that aid exports. Talented immigrants enhance innovation. Studies show a 10% increase in foreign graduate students raises U.S. patent applications by 4.8%. And in clustered industries like Silicon Valley, accessing global talent becomes essential for maintaining competitive advantage. Silicon Valley demonstrates this success. By the late 1990s, Chinese and Indian engineers ran 29% of Valley technology businesses, creating $19.5 billion in sales and 73,000 jobs. These entrepreneurs succeed by leveraging ethnic resources while integrating into mainstream networks, establishing cross-Pacific connections that benefit both countries. Research refutes skeptics who dismiss diversity's economic benefits. Economists Ottaviato and Perry found that U.S.-born workers earn higher wages in culturally diverse cities, indicating increased productivity and appreciation for multicultural environments. Norman Johnson's maze experiment reveals that combining different perspectives creates superior solutions compared to individual efforts. In modern companies, employees function as creative thinkers whose ingenuity drives performance. Hong and Page's research shows diverse groups with limited individual abilities can outperform homogeneous high-ability groups because different perspectives often matter more than individual brilliance. Developing countries may view emigration ambivalently, but its benefits are substantial. Migrants in Europe earn 35 times the average sub-Saharan African wage, typically sending back one-sixth as remittances. In 2005, these totaled $167 billion, exceeding government aid, $79 billion, and approaching foreign direct investment levels. Unlike foreign aid, remittances bypass corrupt governments, going directly to families in need. They provide crucial insurance in countries without safety nets, as studies confirm. Jamaican migrants send an extra $25 for every $100 in hurricane damage. Migrants maintain homeland connections through hometown associations, funding development projects. Examples range from Boston-based Dominicans funding water systems to Colombians supporting charities online. These grassroots organizations often contribute more than municipal budgets for public works. The brain drain concern is more nuanced than it appears. While countries worry about losing talent, emigration can increase wages for remaining skilled workers, generate remittances, create valuable diaspora networks, and incentivize more education domestically, potentially transforming brain drain into brain gain. Nations aren't blood-related extended families. Britain contains at least four ethnic groups, France encompasses diverse regional identities, and America's supposed ethnic unity is merely a delusion. Nations are civic constructs built through standardized language, common laws, and education systems. People today hold multiple overlapping identities: British Muslim, Pakistani origin, European, middle class, university educated, and more. Immigration adds complexity, but expelling immigrants wouldn't restore some mythical homogeneous past that never existed. Canada shows how immigration can complement national identity. With one-fifth foreign-born residents, Canada embraces its multicultural mosaic. Canadians define core values simply: respect neighbors, obey laws, embrace equality, and participate in community life. Integration requires mutual accommodation, immigrants willing to assimilate and natives willing to accept them as locals. This creates feedback loops. Welcoming societies foster virtuous circles where diversity becomes strength, while rejection breeds resentment and hostility. We maintain a global apartheid where the rich move freely while the poor are confined. Our efforts to restrict migration from poor countries while welcoming the wealthy are increasingly unsustainable, with over 1 million immigrants entering Europe and North America illegally each year. While traditional anti-poverty efforts focus on fair trade, debt relief, and aid, freer migration could reduce global poverty more effectively than all these combined. Economist Donnie Roderick calculates that allowing just 3% more workers from poor countries to work in rich nations would generate $200 billion annually, 2.5 times more than current overseas aid. Fears of being swamped by immigrants are unfounded. Most people don't want to leave their homes permanently. Many migrants only settled in Europe in the 1970s because border closures forced them to stay if they wanted to continue working. Despite Eastern Europeans gaining the right to live in Britain after EU expansion, fewer than 1 in 175 came, and most have already returned home. Our world divides those free to move from those tied to one place. This is morally wrong, economically foolish, and politically unsustainable. Immigration benefits both sending and receiving countries, and the walls we've built harm everyone.